Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Saturday, May 3rd. Grey Bruce Public Health is advising the community of two measles exposure locations, identified during a contact tracing investigation into a new confirmed case of the virus. The locations include the Owen Sound No Frills and Food Basics, both on April 22nd between 11 and 2 p.m. If you are in these areas, public health recommends monitoring for measles symptoms, which generally starts 7 to 21 days after exposure. Symptoms can include high fever, cold-like symptoms, sore eyes, and sensitivity to light. More details can be found on our website. Bruce County is continuing its advocacy of the Ontario government over court security costs. This comes after earlier this year when Bruce County agreed to help the municipality of Brockton, which is home to the Walkerton Courthouse. Brockton is asking for $250,000 in funding to cover the expense of court security and prisoner transportation. A council meeting this week revealed those expenses were higher, totaling over $366,000 for 2025, with Councillor Chris Peabody saying it's higher than initially estimated.
Portion that now the county and Walkerton are having to pay for this is significantly higher than in other counties due to the dilapidated condition of our courthouse.
The 2025 Home and Cottage Expo is set to go this weekend at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center and J.D. MacArthur Arena in Owen Sound. Between today and tomorrow, the event will showcase 140 indoor exhibitors, including interactive displays, municipal building officials, a green energy section, outdoor furniture, and more. Event-goers can also meet contractors, interior designers, and landscapers. There will also be an Ask the Expert panel hosted by Bayshore Broadcasting's own Sarah Carmichael, where top industry professionals will provide insights on home renovation, managing finances, and water conservation. More details can be found on our website. The City of Owen Sound is highlighting local innovators and entrepreneurs in new community profiles. The featured community members will be shown off in digital and print formats in two-page spreads capturing their daily lives and the impact they have on Owen Sound. This series will include entrepreneurs, teachers, CEOs, artists, and innovators like a marine navigation student, a family doctor, and an internationally renowned Indigenous chef. Additionally, the profile will also highlight how Owen Sound is pursuing clean energy through its various partnerships and initiatives. On to national news. The U.S. Department of Justice says four Mexican nationals have been charged with allegedly running a human smuggling operation across the Canadian border. According to media reports, the four men charged thousands of dollars to bring people from Mexico to Canada, then across the international border into northern New York. Additionally, on multiple locations, the organization led local and federal law enforcement officers on high-speed vehicle chases along the Canada-U.S. border. The four accused were charged with conspiracy to bring people to the United States and 25 counts of bringing people illegally into the United States for profit. And several Canadian veterans were honored yesterday in the Netherlands, 80 years after the end of the Second World War. According to media reports, the 1st Canadian Army were all hailed as heroes after they pushed the Germans back and led the way into the Netherlands in late 1944 and into 1945. The country had been occupied by the Nazis for 5 years. Members of the Canadian delegation will be participating in the Liberation Parade today, with a commemorative ceremony to follow tomorrow. In sports, in the NHL playoffs, Winnipeg fell to St. Louis 5-2 as the Blues tie the series 3-3. In Major League Baseball action, Toronto beat Cleveland 5-3, and in the NBA playoffs, Houston beat Golden State 115-107, tying the series at 3-3. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce RE/MAX Realty Sports page.